Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
This is the main evening news at 5 o'clock. I'm Daniel Brennan. In this bulletin, the leader of Sinn Féin has hit at government over what she's called the new rushed mega bill.
A lot of taxpayers' money is at stake here.
This comes as it's been confirmed mega campaigners are intending to form and register their own political party.
The more we see what the process looks like, the less powerful we are from the outside.
Three men have been sentenced over the 2018 killing of Edward Meenan in Derry. The Taoiseach will visit Ukraine and meet President Volodymyr Zelensky tomorrow, and Gardaí have made a number of appeals relating to crimes across County Donegal today. We'll have those stories in full and a lot more coming up over the next half hour. Also, Oisin Kelly will be here at 5:15 with all the latest in sport. To this evening's main stories, and the leader of Sinn Féin says government plans to only table 2 hours of discussion on 80 proposed amendments to the new mega bill are scandalous. Mary Lou MacDonald was speaking in the Dáil during this afternoon's order of business, where she called for more time to discuss the defective bloc's legislation. She's accused the government of trying to ram this bill through.
It is fair to say that those homeowners, those families, those entire communities are in a state of shock by the scheme published by Minister Dara O'Brien last week. They themselves, House Concorla, have submitted 80 amendments to this legislation. And it is extraordinary that the government is closing down scrutiny on this scheme, is giving the deaf ear to the real concerns of these families. So this merits comment. The government, last Concorla, are attempting to ram this matter through without proper scrutiny, without proper amendment, to produce for us another scheme that will fail. And I want to place on the record of the House that the time, sorry, Lars Kangurla, that the time allowed for consideration of this is wholly inadequate. People's homes, people's lives, and a lot of taxpayers' money is at stake here. And I won't be rushed, Lars Kangurla, in making that point in the most forcible way that I can on behalf of those families and those communities.
We've now eaten into the time of the other TDs, and we've eaten into the time of promised legislation, and we will not be finishing the list. Deputy Batchelor.
After the last Concorla restored order, Taoiseach Don Leo Varadkar then accused opposition parties of holding up the Dáil's business by putting forward what he called show motions. That prompted comment from Donegal Deputy Piers Doherty.
And it includes important legislation on MICA, and we want to get that scheme legislated for before the recess so we can have it up and running in the autumn. There has been a full-day committee hearing on it already. There will be a Shannon debate as well as that. We're keen to get all this legislation through. And I think if there's one thing that we need to think about, we need to think about this collectively, is when we come back in September, we need to spend more time on legislation. The Taoiseach has made this point before. I agree with him. We spend too much time on statements, too much time on show motions that have absolutely no legal effect. We don't need them. We need to spend much more time. We need to spend much more time doing what parliaments are supposed to do, and that is spending more time in legislation.
Make a bill.
I agree, and I'm again.
Through the chair. Thank you.
You always know when you're talking the truth and you're touching a raw nerve when the opposition tried to shout you down. We are a legislature. We're here to pass legislation. If you look at other parliaments around the world, they spend more time on legislation, doing what we're supposed to do, and less on motions and statements and showboating. And we should change our rules in September so we do more legislation and less of all the other stuff.
Also, MICA campaigners have today declared their intention to register as a political party. They've confirmed that intent to the Oireachtas today and now have 28 days to finalise details, including the name of their party. The MICA Action Group PRO Michael Doherty says the decision was not easily reached.
We've got 28 days to work all the details out. Right now, we've had to declare our intent, which is the first stage and a very important stage in the process. And not to call a soul searching, but that's where we've arrived at. The more we see what the process looks like, the less powerful we are from the outside. We're going to have to get in there and make things happen. The reality is it's set up in a way that government won. It's just like going to Vegas here and taking your chances on the table. The House always wins. That's how it feels with this government at the minute. And the only way we can make that happen is to have, and this will not happen over just 2 years. Remember, there's 13 counties now affected. Donegal are at absolutely the leading edge on this because of the pain we're taking, where we are on the curve compared to the rest. But imagine what this is going to look like over the next 10 years. There's going to be more and more counties saying, this is absolutely terrible. Now we know what Donegal talked about. And what are we going to do? We're going to have to speak up. We're going to have to be counted. And we're going to have to field our own candidates. So I believe Donegal will be the starting point, and we will be seeing candidates fielded through the various affected counties as and when the pressure comes on them counties. And I believe that will be sooner rather than later. This is the thin end of the wedge here.
As well as that, the Mica Action Group is also challenging all members of Donegal County Council to publicly declare their support for the campaign, and in particular the demand that sufficient time be given to a discussion on the 80 amendments proposed to the bill ahead of an Oireachtas meeting tomorrow. Michael Doherty says this is a crucial issue.
In Donegal, we've got 37 councillors. We have got 12 Fianna Fáil. We have 4 Fine Gael. We're basically asking them to declare. What are they doing? Are they going along with the government that thinks 2 hours is sufficient and that we don't need these amendments granted, bearing in mind the government tabled no amendments of their own? Mm-hmm. Or are they with the people, and are they with the campaign that says we need at least 6 to 9 hours here to do this right, and we also need to see the amendments granted?
And Taoiseach Micheál Martin will visit Ukraine tomorrow. He's been travelling to Eastern Europe today on the invite of President Volodymyr Zelensky. Political correspondent Sean Defoe has more.
The Taoiseach was absent from leaders' questions in the Dáil today, with Taoiseach Leo Varadkar filling in. Sources said Micheál Martin is travelling to Ukraine, having been invited to visit the war-stricken country by President Volodymyr Zelensky. Details of the trip have been kept quiet for security reasons. It's expected the Taoiseach will visit Kyiv and meet the Ukrainian president tomorrow. A number of Fianna Fáil politicians have already visited war-torn Ukraine, including Senator Timmy Dooley and MEP Billy Kelleher.
Two men found guilty of the murder of Edward Meenan in Derry in 2018, and another man found guilty of his manslaughter, have been sentenced today at Laggenside Crown Court. Two were given life sentences, and the third was sentenced to 8 years. Donald Kavanagh has the details.
Edward Meenan's body was found in an alleyway behind Creggan Street in the city shortly before 2:45 on the morning of November 25th, 2018, with significant injuries to his head and body. 34-year-old Sean Rogers of No Fixed Abode was found guilty of Edward Meenan's murder following a trial, while 30-year-old Derek Cresswell, originally from Derry, pleaded guilty to murder during the trial. 23-year-old Ryan Walters from Crossgar was found guilty of Mr. Meenan's manslaughter. Rogers was sentenced to life imprisonment and will serve a minimum of 18 years for murder. He was also sentenced to 5 years for perverting the course of justice. Cresswell was sentenced to life imprisonment and will serve a minimum of 15 years. He was also sentenced to 3 years for perverting the course of justice and 3 years for assault. Walters was sentenced to 8 years for manslaughter, half to be served in custody and half on licence.
A total of 64 sheep have been stolen from the Fawn area of Inishowen, with Gardaí and Buncrana investigating the incident. On today's Community Garda slot on the 9 till noon show, Sergeant Eunan Walsh issued this appeal for information.
This is a theft which occurred, we believe, between June the 15th and June the 25th, sometime last month, and Gardaí and Buncrana are seeking information in relation to the theft of 27 ewes, 36 lambs and 2 hogget ewes. The breed of the sheep involved is Swallowdale, and this breed of sheep is not very common within Donegal, and again some of the sheep have red or blue spray on their backs and some have green spray on their heads. So again, it would appealing for anybody who may have any information, maybe farmers in the area, maybe people who are offered these sheep to be on sale, to contact the Gardaí at Buncrana 074 932 0540.
Now, this was in the Ballinahone area of Fawn. People may have seen something at that time and probably thought something else was going on, and we really need them to rack their brains now.
Maybe a jeep or a trailer with sheep on it, maybe during the night or an unusual time, maybe you thought nothing off it, maybe this is refreshing your memory now. I mean, if you have information, again, to come forward, please.
A Donegal GP has said he doesn't want to scare people into receiving COVID-19 booster vaccines, but the reality is, without them, people may die. Dr. Dennis McCauley, who chairs the AMO's GP committee, says there has been some COVID fatigue, and in some instances, people have been explaining symptoms away as summer colds, when in fact, they have COVID-19. On today's 9 till noon show, Dr. McCauley told Greg Hughes that COVID remains a serious threat, and that people still need to protect themselves and others.
The booster protects you, and without it, particularly if you're an at-risk group, you could be very ill and you could die. I would love if there was a vaccine that actually prevented you getting it. That would be the end of it. But I don't know from an immunology point of view how relevant that is, because it mutates so much. But I do think it is a virus that we have to remain to be very careful with. We have to not be selfish, and we have to protect those that need to be protected.
Police in Derry are trying to determine the sequence of events that led to a badly damaged car being abandoned in a field on the Letterkenny Road this morning. Donna Marie Doherty has the details.
Police say they received reports this morning that just before 8 a.m. a woman was observed at the vehicle, a grey coloured Mercedes, but when a member of the public approached her, she left the scene taking a dog with her. A man was also reported to have been at the scene and observed leaving. He is described as having worn a blue coloured top and had a goatee. It's reported the man was limping. Police say they believe this man and woman were travelling in the vehicle and can assist us with our inquiries. However, they say they also want to check on the couple's welfare, as they believe they may have sustained injuries. Police are urging anyone in the area before or around 8 a.m. who may have seen the car or captured its movements on your dashcam to contact them. They've also made a direct appeal to the man and woman who were observed at the scene of the incident to make contact.
In the British Parliament, controversial Troubles legacy legislation has been voted through another stage. Last night, MPs voted 282 votes to 217, a majority of 65, to give it a third reading. It would stop inquests into Troubles killings that haven't got to an advanced stage and prevent new ones from happening. The DUP leader Geoffrey Donaldson, Alliance deputy leader Stephen Farry, and the SDLP leader Colm Eastwood all spoke against it.
My fear is that the path to reconciliation is not made easier when you dispense with justice.
Reconciliation is very much in the DNA of the Alliance Party. It's what we're fundamentally about. That said, we are concerned in the way reconciliation has been used in terms of this bill.
It is a whitewash on a grand scale.
The time's 12 minutes past 5 o'clock. We'll take a short break, and sports coming up after these.
Highland Sports is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Find everything you need to kick off your fitness journey at michaelmurphysports.ie.
The time's approaching 5:15. Time to go over to Ross and Kelly for all the latest in sport.
Yeah, thanks, Daniel. We're going to start with tennis, and defending champion Novak Djokovic has forced a final set decider against Jannik Sinner in their Wimbledon quarterfinal. The Italian 10th seed was two sets to love up before Djokovic came back and won the next two. In the women's singles, Tatiana Maria beat Julie Niermaier in the final set decider to progress through to the next stage, while Jonas Zibar, who's among the favourites for the women's title, faces Maria Boskova of the Czech Republic later on. And in other tennis news, Nick Kyrgios has been charged with assaulting a former girlfriend. The 27-year-old who has been charged with assaulting a girlfriend qualified for the quarterfinals at Wimbledon yesterday and will appear in court in Canberra next month. There is, of course, action taking place on the golf front this week. It is at Adair Manor, where it is, of course, the big Pro-Am event, the JP McManus Pro-Am, taking place in County Limerick. Today's round two, it's the final day, and Xander Schauffele is the man leading the way at 10 under by one from Sam Burns, who's at 9 under. Both those players have completed their second rounds today. Tyrrell Hatton and Shane Lowry are tied at 7 under. Ricky Fowler and Justin Thomas, they sit at 5 under, 5 off the pace. They have also concluded day two. So it looks like Schauffele is the man in control and is going to win that event down in County Limerick. On the athletics front, Fintan Dewhurst has qualified for the semi-finals of the 400-metre hurdles at the European Under-18 Championships in Jerusalem. The Chircona man ran a new personal best of 52.58 to finish second in his heat this morning. Fintan will be back on track for the semi-final, which will take place tomorrow, Wednesday. Shamrock Rovers begin their Champions League odyssey without a handful of players this evening. Maltese champions Hibernians take on Rovers at Tala in the first leg of the first qualifying round. Rovers midfielder Danny Mandrews on his way to Lincoln City, while Jack Byrne and Graham Burke missed the game on Tala through injury. Kickoff is at 7:30. Elsewhere this evening, Irish League champions Linfield are in Wales to play TNS, and in the Conference League, Larne are away to St Joseph's off Gibraltar. Well, it is of course a huge week for Derry City as European football returns to the Brandywell for the first time in 5 years on Thursday evening. The Candy Stripes play host to Latvia's Riga FC in the first leg of the first round qualifying of the Europa Conference League. After back-to-back victories in the Premier Division, Derry boss Rory Higgins says there is a good feeling in the dressing room again.
Aye, there's a wee spring in their step, and the noise around the place yesterday morning when we were in training, it was great to hear that sort of atmosphere back, and because it's only natural when you go on a wee run where it's not great that the atmosphere can suffer, and we all try to be buoyant, but it's human nature. But Sunday morning you could feel it, you could sense it. Obviously get into the week that we're going into as well, the players are really looking forward to it, and you're right, there's players coming back in the form, and we're seeing people getting closer, coming back from injury as well. So with a new face in, Ryan Graydon, so there's more bodies around it, there's more, and when you see people coming back from injury as well and getting closer, it gives everyone a lift as well. So hopefully if we can get them players back soon, and then we could be in for a strong second half of the season, and that's the plan.
Then what's some football news further afield? Christian Galtier has been appointed as the new manager of Paris Saint-Germain. The former Nice boss replaces Mauricio Pochettino in the French capital. Galtier has signed a 2-year deal with the French champions after Pochettino left today. Ireland rugby captain Johnny Sexton is available to play in Saturday's second test against New Zealand in Dundee. The out half, he went off injured in the first half in Auckland, has passed a head injury assessment and trained today. And finally in hockey, Ireland suffered a second successive defeat in Pool A of the Women's World Cup. They lost 1-0 to Chile this afternoon, and they will play Germany tomorrow in a game that they must win to have any hopes of progressing out of the group. That's your sport for today, Daniel.
Thanks, Oisin. Back to news now, and an Oireachtas committee has heard schools are crying out and are struggling to be authorised special classes. The Junior Education Minister, Josepha Madigan, has been appearing before the Committee on Autism, where she acknowledged some of the difficulties faced by schools. Also raised with a number of qualified teachers, which the committee heard calls for those to be increased. Sinn Féin TD Pauline Tully says they're badly needed.
I have been told of cases where a young teacher, newly qualified, has been told by the principal, oh, you take the special class for a year or two and then we'll give you a full-time position. That's not fair on the children. Those teachers are not qualified. It's not fair on the teacher either. But many of the teachers will do their utmost to teach those children, but then they'll move on. So it's not fair on the children who are not getting appropriate education.
And Gardaí are investigating the theft of a Land Rover in Bundoran in the early hours of last Friday morning. The vehicle was seen the following night in Ballyshannon before it crossed the border into Fermanagh. It was then found abandoned back in Ballyshannon the following day. Emma Ryan has more.
Between 4 a.m. and 5 a.m. on Friday last, a black Land Rover Freelander, partial registration 05DL, was stolen from an open shed in the Drumachrin Road area of Bundoran. On Saturday evening at 9:45, the stolen Jeep was observed by Gardaí at Carrick Boy in Ballyshannon. It then crossed the border into Baleek before being located at the Rock in Ballyshannon just after 10 o'clock on Sunday morning. Gardaí are urging anyone who may have seen the Jeep at any of those times, and in particular anyone with dashcam footage, to contact Ballyshannon Gardaí on 071-985-8530. Meanwhile, Gardaí and Ballyshannon are also investigating a burglary at Bachelor's Walk in the town between 7 o'clock on Sunday evening and 1 o'clock on Monday morning. The rear window of a garage to the rear of a house was broken and entry was gained. It's not believed that anything was stolen.
And finally, the Health Minister has said he doesn't know when a second COVID booster might be approved for use in people under the age of 65. Stephen Donnelly and the new interim chief medical officer have urged people who are eligible to take up the booster to combat the current COVID wave. Minister Donnelly says they're still awaiting advice on expanding the rollout of second boosters.
We don't have a date, so NIAC are looking at a few different things. They're looking at
additional boosters for those 65 and over and the other higher risk groups who are currently eligible for the second booster. They're looking at second boosters for the under 65s. And then no doubt they'll also be looking at the new vaccines at the moment, including two that have been augmented specifically to deal with Omicron. We don't have a date yet for when we'll receive that advice.
Weather now, it'll stay mostly cloudy this evening with scattered showers. Tonight will be mostly cloudy with patchy late rain, turning more persistent in the west later on tonight. Lowest temperatures of 12 to 14 degrees overnight. And to this evening's main headlines, once again, the leader of Sinn Féin has hit out today at the government over what she's called a rushed new MICA bill. This comes as it's been confirmed that MICA campaigners are intending to form and register their own political party. Today, three men have been sentenced over the 2018 killing of Edward Meenan in Derry, and the Taoiseach will visit Ukraine and meet President Volodymyr Zelensky tomorrow. That's all from the news desk for now. I'll have the latest news headlines again coming up at 6 o'clock, but until then, good evening. The obituary notices for Tuesday evening, July the 5th. The death has taken place of Claire Trainer, Nee Devine, 256A Lisnera Road, Dunamana, and formerly of 93 Holly Hill Road, Glenmornan. Her remains will be reposing at her home from 9 p.m. this evening. Funeral leaving her home on Thursday morning at 11:40 a.m. for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Aughabrack at 12 noon. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the MS Society, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the Donaghadee Parish on YouTube. The death has taken place of Patrick Patsy Keeney, Leeds, England, and formerly of Kilrain, Glenties. Patsy will be received into the Immaculate Heart of Mary Church, LS17, on Thursday the 14th of July at 6:45 p.m. to repose overnight. Requiem Mass on Friday the 15th of July at 12 noon, followed by burial in Killingbeck Cemetery. Family flowers only, donations if desired to St Gemma's Hospice, where a plate will be provided at the church. The funeral mass will be streamed online. The death has taken place of Helena Devlin Nee Bradley, formerly of Convent Road, Carndonagh. Her remains are reposing at her late mother's residence at Moss Road, Carndonagh. Requiem Mass on Thursday morning at 11 a.m. in the Church of the Sacred Heart, Carndonagh, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. House private, please, from 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. Family and close friends only on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, donations if desired to Oncology Research, Galway University Hospital, care of Pat Kelly Funeral Directors or any family member. The death has occurred of Michael O'Boyle, Curramone, Ballybuffet and formerly of Clochmore, Achill Island, County Mayo. Funeral leaving his residence at 10:30 a.m. on Thursday morning for service at 11 o'clock in the Church of Mary Immaculate Stranorler, with cremation afterwards at Lakelands Crematorium, Cavan. The service will be streamed live on churchservices.tv. Family flowers only, please. The house is private. The death has taken place of Huey Gerald McMonagall, Meenatinny, Fintown. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral mass at 11 a.m. tomorrow morning in St. Columbkill's Chapel, Fintown, with burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. Rosary tonight at 9 p.m. with family time from 11 p.m. tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. Neighbours and close friends are welcome. The funeral mass can be viewed on the Chac Pobl Columbkill NAIFA website. Family flowers only, please, with donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to headlandradio.com.